we commemorate Yorosef of my Rebbe, Yosef Dov, Alevi Salavage, Zichron of the Rabba, this evening. It's a bit more complex than that. Rebbe's life is always complex. Even his Yorosef is complex. For those in the know, the Rebbe was Nifter, Ben Hashmashas. It was a year like this. Ben Hashmashas between Thursday and Friday. That's when he passed away. When I gave a hesped, I quoted the Dinah Shulchan Aruch. There's a long siman, tough pei tes about Sfira. Remarkably, the very last siv is as follows. Osu lechol chodosh ad tchilas leil yudches benisa. We know Tuesday was Tesvav. Wednesday Tezai. Today Yuzai. Tonight is Tchilas Tes Benisa. Remarkably, Rebbe was Nifter during the Bein Hashmashas. The Bein Hashmashas between the time that Chodesh is Aser. What an incredible paradigm for my Rebbe's life and career. He was so innovative. He did so many things that his brisk forebears could never even imagine. Yet he was rooted so deeply in their brisk tradition. My Rebbe was a man of many contradictions. But perhaps if we could summarize it all, that was it. The Chodesh and the Yosha. He was a fierce defender of the Mesorah, fought many battles against overwhelming odds. At the same time, he was very innovative. He used to tell us that Shinui is not allowed. It's a change. But Chidush, which stems from the Mesorah itself, it's the very essence of his tradition. Chidush Rabbeinu Chaim Halevi. Chidush in the Floyim. But from the tradition, from the sources. So in introducing today's topic, entitled Rav and Talmido, I was one of many Talmidim of the Rav. Many, many were certainly closer than myself. But one story I will tell you. When my Rebbe passed away, the Shiva was postponed until after Pesach. I went to Menachem Avil. And Rebbe Zin Lichtenstein, she should be well, Rebbe Zin Tova, looks at me and says to me, you know, Father, as she referred to the Rebbe, Father would tell us when he said a Chiddush in the Shir, and he wanted to know if it was clear enough, if the fellows got it. There were certain boys, he looked them in the eye, and if he saw that they got it, he knew that he did a good job. And she told me, and Father told me that I was one of them. He would never tell me that, ever, ever, ever. He told his daughter, daughter told me, we're worth a trip to Boston just for that. Let us begin. I have with me, she was entitled to Rav Talmido. I brought an article of the Rav's Kedushin on Tamimus and Sfiras Olam, printed in Mesora, an OU journal, number Gimel, in Sfiras Omer. Quite a remarkable piece. And I want to start with what the Rebbe said, and then give my additions. It's world famous that the Bahag Balach, as the Dovah says, Tosfos quotes to the Sefer Megillah, if you forgot one day, you can only count without a bracha. Chen halacha. The Be'ina Tumimos Veleka. Can you imagine? Tumimos. What's pshat? The standard pshat, that's only one big mitzvah, You miss one day, that's it. The Rebbe, however, said no. 49 mitzvahs, it doesn't have to be one mitzvah. The problem is the lack of continuity. You can't count 1, 2, 4. It doesn't work. You can't count 9, 10, 12. It doesn't work. There has to be continuity. The Rav's words over here, now he wrote it, I think Rabbi Shechter probably wrote it. Bem Sheikhios. Hem Sheikhios is continuity. What a riot from Sadri Gom. If a person forgot day 10, Lo Nora, go from 9 to 11. If you forget day 1, it's over. Two quotes is a pin. How does it make any sense? The pshat is that it's all one, so it doesn't matter which day you forget. First day, 10th day, it's all the same. The Rebbe said, no. If you forget the first day, then you're stuck. If you get the 10th day, since you counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 comes automatically. 1 cannot come automatically, but number 10 can. That's Raya number 1. There are more Rayas. The Rav was big into this. I heard this year from the Rav live. In the Maria Shul, I think that's where I heard it. Maybe in the yeshiva. I'm not 100% sure. Rav Haigon, it's quoted here in Bialova. You forget day 10. On day 11, you say, yesterday was day 10, today is day 11. Oh, wait a minute. Yes, it's day 10, that's not a mitzvah. Must be, according to one opinion, enough to maintain the continuity. The Sefer HaChinuch writes as follows. I don't agree with this Chumash of the Bahag. Why not? I read the words, the Chinuch. If you forgot a day, Mona Acherim im Kol Yisrael. What Kol Yisrael? Why is that relevant? You want to count, you count. What will call Yisrael? Once again, the answer is, the whole Bahag is based upon a lack of Tamimus, there's no continuity. But if Klal Yisrael is maintaining the continuity, the Chinuch says you can count as well. Now, what will happen? A person forgot at night and remembered by day. If you look at Mishnah Brewer, he says, the Sfek Sfek. Why Sfek Sfek? Some say the Bahag is wrong completely. You miss a day, you keep going. Others say, fulfill the mitzvah sphere by day. Hence, it's a Sfek Sfek. If you look carefully, and they've shown him, now what they say. If I forgot whether I counted or not, it's a suffix, whether I counted or not, that's a sex fake. But if I counted by day, look at the Truma Sadesh, the source, it says, no, that's a good count. Not because it's a sex fake, because the counting by day, even though it's not a mitzvah, suffices to maintain the continuity. Remarkably, it's reading from the Rav's piece. Rashi is quoted in Matzah Vitri, they would count after Plaga Mincha without a bracha. At night, they count again with a bracha. In fact, the Rashba, excuse me, in fact, the Rashba, Manashach. If you yotzei plaga mincha, make a bracha. And if so, at night you cannot make a bracha. Bracha levatala. If you're not yotzei, so you're not yotzei. What are you accomplishing? Said my Rebbe, Rashi all that the Bahag forgot one day, it's not Tamimus. Lose the continuity. He was fearful that you forget the night. So therefore they would count the Plaga Mincha. Plaga Mincha, according to this, is not a mitzvah at all whatsoever. No. A mitzvah it's not. But it may suffice to maintain the continuity. Here comes the big show. Me, it's my show. I became by mitzvah during Sfira. Who else in this room? Has to be some of the law of averages. Okay.
Akiva.
My son Akiva also, mitzvah during Sfira. So, what did you do after becoming by mitzvah? Did you keep counting with the brach? Minchas Chinuch is not sure. Why? Because when you counted before the bar mitzvah, you were potter. A mitzvah which you fulfilled when your potter doesn't count. So maybe, if you forget, not if you forget, a mitzvah during Sfira, it's it, you're up. Stop. However, I have concluded, same shtickle Torah. Since it's a matter of continuity, true, I counted when I was 12 and a half years old. Now I have to actually fulfill the mitzvah proper, enough to maintain the continuity. And therefore, I, and I assume the three of you as well, continue to count after becoming a mitzvah middle of the sphere. Everyone follow so far? Ad kan divrei harav, all found here in Misora, I think it's volume Gimel, pages Lamed. Hey, through Lamed Ches. You may read it. I heard it live. But this is entitled Harav HaTalmida. I'm the Talmud. One of thousands of Talmidim. Far from the best Talmud. Nonetheless, a fairly close Talmud. And therefore, I feel it important to Ilui Neshama to speak, quoting from the Rebbe himself. And if the Rebbe would want to add, he never wanted yes men, he never wanted clones. The Rebbe wanted everyone should go his own way, based upon the Yesodos, of course. And therefore, I have a beautiful Haggadah here, it's called Haggadah Amorcha. I thank Rabbi David Feinberg for printing it. Otherwise, it wouldn't happen. So in here is a piece called Tamimus Besfiras Ha'om. The Rebbe is quoted liberally. A few things here, which I said on my own. What will happen if someone knows in advance he will not be able to count the day of Sfira? The operation to be under anesthesia for 24 hours. What's it? Should you start counting with a bracha? Or maybe not? According to the standard understanding, all 49 of one mitzvah. Don't! It's going to be a bracha and a tali. You know for sure. You're going to miss day 20. You know you're going to miss it for sure. You're going to, that's an operation. Every bracha from 1 to 19, you bracha and a tali. According to the standard interpretation. If our interpretation, my Rebbe's interpretation, right? No! You count 1 to 19, and then you can't do any worse. You're potter. Not a bracha and a tali. The continuity is maintained for 19 days.
What about
Nashim? I'm
sorry.
Nashim. I think Rob is ahead of the game. Ahead of the game. My My Rebbe passed away in Sfira. And his son, Reb Chaim, was down for the Yomid. Probably even during Shloshim. He's down for the Yomid, and he wouldn't count Sfira. Why? What do you mean, why? I was an Einan. Litvish, a translation of Ona. I was an Einan. I wasn't allowed to count Sfira. The Rebbe passed away Thursday Ben HaShemashis. He missed Friday. He missed Shabbos. Missed two solid days. The crew was Sunday, Erev Shavuot Shel Pesach. A year like this. Serious problem. Serious problem. Interestingly, the Bir Halacha discusses this case. It happens in real life. What do you do? Let's read it. What did Bir Halacha say? Simen, Tov, Pei, Tes. Try to find it soon. He says like this.
To the end?
1 second, please.
Sorry.
Try to find it. Person misses a day, Shulchan Aruch says you can't continue saying a bracha. Sure, it's here somewhere. Oh, the masa below. Sifches, Mishavei Sal Mutal Lefanov, Yisra Bayom, Priyachak Furos Mesa Bula Brocha. That same day, what will happen? The whole day goes by. Now what? Now what? Yisva b'shah shemeis omuto lefonav below bracha, and you continue the next days without a problem. Rebbeinu shalom. If all 49 mitzvahs is one mitzvah, he's not allowed to do mitzvahs when he's in aninus. Who cares when he said the words? So I think the answer is, according to my Rebbe's Torah, might be possible to count as an owner, not the Shem Mitzvah, not the mitzvahs, to maintain the continuity. Yes, the son of Chaim can hold our way. Since it's an Einan, they couldn't count with the bracha the next days. We follow the Bir Halacha. You can count to maintain the continuity. Rabbi asked about women. Listen to this. Unbelievable. Noshim Turis. Zman Gram. The Magen Avraham said they did it anyway. Chova. They made themselves do a chova. Now they don't do it anymore. Now they do it. Am I correct? Flipped three times. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Look in Shulchan Shlomo. Don't make a bracha, women. Why? Tabavadai Yitu Biomecha. They don't have a marriage. We remember with Marv. They don't have the putter from Marv. They don't miss a day. So what? So what? They miss a day. So if you look just at the Mishnah Berurah, the way it stands, get an impression that you're going to miss a day. Everything before that day ends up being a bracha levatala. Exactly the stand-up shot. But you have to look in the original. My Rebbe taught us, don't trust anybody. Don't trust me. He said, for sure not. Look it up. Don't trust Tasis. Look it up. Don't trust the Mishnah Berurah. Look it up. I don't own a Shulchan Shlomo. Anybody owns one? Probably not. Fortunately, the books that will be called the Malachtim. They gather things. There's a book called Sfiras HaOmer. From Tzvi Korn from Bnei Brak. He quotes it verbatim. Has the Mishnah Berurah left out the punchline. He left out the punchline. The punchline is Ve'enon Yodos Hadin. Mishnah Berurah left out the three most important words. The Mishnah Berurah, as you read it the way it is, if you've missed a day, all the days until now, we're brachon levatolah. That's not what the Shulchan Shlomo said. We don't know the din. They don't know the din. If you miss a day, you're not going to make a bracha going right there. That would be a bracha levatol. According to those who say you're not supposed to do that. But if they count 30 days, and they forget 31, no bracha levatol. The opposite of what the Mishnah Berurah seems to imply. Left out three most important words. This leads us to a very important discussion. I have a story to tell you. The year was 1980, a few years ago. And I was compelled to attend a certain dinner with someone in my shul, put me by the rabbinical dais. I sat next to Rabbi Nissen Alpert, Zichrono Levracha, tremendous goyim. And these dinners go on and on. I have to tell you, he tells me two stories. That month, on Gimel Iyar, on Shabbos Kodesh, Rav Breuer passed away. Famous Rabbi Breuer from Breuer's, from Washington Heights. How many people went to YU over here? So you don't know about Breuer's. Our neighbors. He said three of Rav Breuer's grandchildren, physicians, were with him that last day of his life. He said something was wrong with Opa. We don't understand. Friday night, he davened in his typical loud voice. He was 98 years old, couldn't see, but he was. Rabbi Wein, Shalita, when he moved to Washington, to New York from Florida, he had to meet Rabbi Breuer, Kashin, for the OU at the time. He told me that in Washington, it was a tough town at the time, so the neighbors had to take turns sitting in the lobby to do Shmira. So he went to meet Rabbi Breuer in his apartment in Overlook Terrace. He comes to the hall. Rabbi Breuer is doing Shmira. I repeat, Rabbi Breuer is doing Shmira. He is 90 years old. I love Rabbi Wein. He told me, it's Chicago twang. Blood and guts. Still remember. Rabbi Wein, master of a phrase. Opa was stopping his. Came to the end of Ma'ariv. Said Aleinu, Opa, Sfira. It's the third day of the 18th night of Sfira, Friday night. He said to his grandchildren, Ich bin nicht rein. I'm not clean. This is so strange to us. He said Kriyashma, he said Shmona Esrei. All of a sudden, he's misdreamt. That didn't make any sense to him. He said, your Opa was one step ahead of you. Opa davened his whole life. It should always be clear. should never lose to the last minute his clarity of thought. Couldn't see much. Rabbi Broya, when he couldn't see, all he said about himself, Eizu Asher, Hasamech Bechelko. Chelko means a fraction of himself. Ooh, what a pshat. What a pshat. What a pshat. He said, your grandfather held that you're not going to finish the Sfira to Bracha Levatola. And he passed away that day, the next afternoon. He already knew it. That's what it counts for. Wow. According to my rabbi, he couldn't count the Sfira. That wasn't the only disagreement they had. Listen. But, I have to finish the story. But after lunch, we knew Opa wasn't clear at all. What happened after lunch? After lunch, finished, he benched. Opa took a piece of challah and put it in his pajama pocket. He must have never not been clear. Rabbi Albert said, Opa was running circles around you. The Gemara tells us that someone passing on Shabbos is muksa. What do? You put a kikar tinuk on him. He anticipated his imminent demise. The one to be a problem of muksa, he put a piece of challah in his pocket. Those two sort of rabbi. Wow. Great people. Great till the end. Okay, I had to digress, but this is unbelievable. If I'm not mistaken, Rabbi Bleich was of that same opinion, discussing a case of someone who's crossing the date line and misses the whole 24 hours from her other. Also suggested somewhere that you shouldn't count with a bracha. According to my Rebbe, you can count with a bracha. You miss it, you miss it. Now, I have to learn with you. Please forgive me. It's a little complex, still not simple. The Rebbe quoted this proof. I'm going to go into a little more detail. This is the end of my shiur. Halfway through. This is the last half. So the tough pay test. Siv Gimel. Hadispal and Matsimi Belgium. Monei moim below bracha. The Yisko Balaila, Yivarech, the Yisko. What? Who said this? The Sardis says, Avadra from Marzavitri. Huh? You're old, young? What's going on? You count out a bracha. Well, we know a bracha is an amiyakev, right? Could be if you could be already yotze, even without a bracha. How can you count the other bracha? Follow me? I'm counting plaga mincha, it's maybe I'm yotze. I'm afraid I'll make a bracha. But then how can I make a bracha later on? Maybe you already were yotze. And the question is clear. Oh. Not my question. The Rashi has a question. The Bracha Levatol. Here's my answer. A person who counts by day for sure is not Yotze. Absolutely sure. Sphere requires be the next day. However, you guessed it. Plaga Mincha, the Iri says, has a Srach Laila, has some semblance of night. Nafkaminis, Rabbeinu Tana, he said Krishma. Some say it's good enough for the Megillah, for the Hanukkah, a semblance of night. If you count the semblance of night, you already know the answer. It's enough to maintain the continuity. It's not as the same as you count by day. We saw a contract in Mishnah Berurah, not a Svek Seneca, enough to maintain the continuity. Here too. Here too. The Rebbe said this word. However, that's not the standard pshat. Again, not the standard pshat. What's the standard pshat? So the Mughal Avraham says, you know what the pshat is? Have intention. If I remember tonight, I'm not mechaven to be yotze and plug him in. Fine. But it can't be. It's so difficult to mug the Rav's shot. I'll tell you why. In Siv Dal, the very next Siv. Somebody asked you, Ben Ashmoshes, how many of the series are tonight? Oh, we know the trick. Yesterday was so much. If you tell him today, any of the laughs in the Siv Bracha. For Ben Ashmoshes, Shulchan Aruch says, no problem. No problem. That's my spirit. What do you mean? Look at the problem. You just got through saying, if I'm plaga mincha, it may be a shot spirit. I've got an official condition, not that we all say. The Mughal Avraham is against the Muhammad, the very next sif, the Pshuta. Problem. So Mr. Brewer, Sivkod Yud Ches, says, well, Kevin Shlorotz Alot says, Vasha Sofa Yimon Ben Hashmoshes, not just Plaga Mincha, even Ben Hashmoshes, he don't want to be Yotze. Tosin suggests it's a good idea to bench Sfira Ben Hashmoshes. You know why? Sfegad Rabbana Nakula. Those Sfira's Rabbana. I wait. No. Every minute that passes by is not suffering. Tanima is just, the earlier the better. Even Ben Hashmoshes, Tosin suggests. The Shulchanorach says the Medaktikin don't follow. Just the Medaktikin. Not so big Medaktik. You can count. And Ben Hashmoshes still tells us that. Sibes. Hamadaktikin ain't in sofa ad says Gorov. Can royalize us. But I did. Sofa to Rabbana. Akula. Mr. Brewer. You doubt it. Try to avoid it. Akka. What's Pshat? This Plaga Mincha story. What is the Pshat? You got to look at the Beis Yosef. I read you the words of the Beis Yosef, source of Shulchan Aruch. Quotes, Gavudrom, Mouth of Vitri, Shidavu, the Siva Bodyom, count without a bracha. And you say, Meimarama, Im Eskor Balaylo, Bebesi, Echsel Varat Yudin. Nimsa shlo berach to the matola. V'yemeshkach. Hey, manis, yam l'shuas l'mitzvah. Avol. Harambam kosav imona v'lo birich yosef v'cheniku. What does this mean? See, Klar, nothing to do with a Tanai, as the Mughal Avraham says. No. No. Here's the answer. The Rav Yoh says explicitly, count without a bracha is no mitzvah at all. What do you mean? You have a ruach bracha, it's not miyakas. I take a lulav without a bracha, yartzeh, shofar yartzeh. Sukkah Yaisa. Matzah Yaisa. Tell me. You can be yotzei betchi with no bracha? Kiddush no bracha? Of course not. The whole thing is one big bracha. The Rav Yoh held the nusach, as the Vilna Gaon quotes it, from the Gaonim, Sher, Kiddushan, Mr. Savit, Tzifanu, Al, Sphira, Omer, Sheh, Hayom, Shayom, Alom. Sheh. Part of the bracha. What's the bracha of Makkah? Kiddush invention. The Rav Yoh holds that way. It's quoted halacha. It's sivav. In Pesach v'yomar, bracha to Hashem l'kenei melech ol. Adato d'leimo v'yom arbo. Turns out it's really chamisha. If I cared, ain't no chos in the book. Who cares what you were thinking when you made the bracha? Because I'm Yaakov. The answer is no. According to Rav Yoh, the bracha is part of the mitzvah. Sheh. Had it been a doraisa, it would be no good. When brachas have been based as a shayla, you start the wrong way, thinking one way, doing the other way. Klor, the Shulchan Aruch, that's the Rav Yoh sheet. Comes in the Rav Yoh. The Vilna Gaon says the Beferish. The Mordechai says the Beferish. The Rav Yoh says the Beferish. Shayom. A person counts without a bracha, he's for sure not yotzei. Answers the Rashi's kasha. Come on, the bracha later on. No shadow of bracha levatol. But the question becomes: so why are you doing it? If it's not yotzei, why do? You know the answer already. Yeah. To maintain the continuity. You count without a bracha, a plaga mincha, maintains the continuity. No mitzvah, like an owning, like a cutter. The Mordechai has the following shaila. I forgot by night, make a bracha by day. He says, not sure. The Rav Yoh says, no. It's a bracha levatol, mona below bracha. The Jews hear mona below bracha. The Rav Yoh just said, the same Rav Yoh, counting out a bracha is no mitzvah whatsoever. What do you mean counting out a bracha? That sure can't work according to the Rav Yoh. You already know the answer. To maintain the continuity. For that, you don't need a bracha. For that, it could be for plagam and chanon. My Rebbe, one from Reb Chaim, was opposed to the Magen Avraham for a different reason. He said, you cannot do a mitzvah on a tzanai. Tzanai works for gittin, for kiddushin, for mechira. Doesn't work for mitzvahs. Doesn't work. Doesn't work. I can't resist. It's right at Pesach. Avnei Nezer, the famous tonight. If you're running late by the Seder, have a Kazaris Matzah before Chatzos. If the halacha is like what? Like Ablozim and Azariah, this is my Afikom. Like Rabbi Akiva, 2 hours later, I get the Afikom. Can that work? Let's take a look. The truth is, The Oneg Yontif says the same as Reb Chaim. Tells you why. Famous rule in the Gemara. Sugas up, Ayin Dalit. Less of the shlichus, less of the tzvah. Cannot make a shlichus to do it, you cannot make a tzvah to do it. But the lumbus, if you cannot make a shlichus, you're not a full bile of it. Full bile, you can make a point of shlichus. Mitzvah can be a shliach. Put on tefillin for me. Eat matzah for me. Ridiculous. The less of a shliach, the less of a tonight. What's pshat not that I'm wrong? Right, we didn't like it. I have another kasha. Magen Avraham, here, right here, Pei Tov Pei Tes. The Mechaba is Lishitos. Simen Samach Siv Dalet. Mitzvah Trichas Kavona. Yena Mechavein. Yotzei Lo Yotzei. Frek the Machzor Shekel. Super commentary, Magen Avraham. Let's say mitzvahs ain't trichas kavana. We paskin get the fairish kavana shlolotzeis. Have that kavana out tonight. What's the problem? So I wanted to suggest answer to the two questions. Less of the shlichus, less of it tonight. Why? They got him, they ruben. Came to a shliach. And the kasha, the second kasha was, why did Magen Avraham say, Mitzvah Trichas Kavon? Ain't Trichas Kavon the same thing? Kavon, Shalola says, which works. One kasha knocks off the other. Frek Tysik Sumas Ayandalad. If you didn't make the Tanai, with all the details of the Gabbai Ruben, Tanai Batlu Maisakayim. Frektosis. What do you mean, Maisakayim? He didn't want it. He did not want it. He made a condition. It's a faulty condition. So how can it be? How can it take effect? He didn't want it. Tosis Kash. Is that Terrence? The love, the alfina, mitnai b'nei guru v'ruvein, habamina, teshum tnai eno bevatel es hamais. Why not? Why not? Here's the answer. The expression, the Gemara said, the Ksubas, tnai Milsa Akrit. What do those words mean? Three very important words. What do they mean? Look at this. I make a condition on something. The action is an action no matter what. I have a break. As it breaks, a break on the action. If something doesn't happen, I'll sell you this, marry you, divorce you, if you give me $1 million. Fine. Pircha Shmuel, Baba Messiah Tazayn, what's this from Rabbeinu Chaim, Rabbi's grandfather? What is he saying? He's saying the mice is a mice no matter what. The chalos is dependent. Person gives his wife a ring. I'm marrying you. If it rains tomorrow, I'm not sure what he wants with the forecast. If it rains tomorrow, rain doesn't make weddings. The Maisa L'chud. You say, the Maisa, no matter what, a Maisa, put a ring, hurry up, let's sleep. But the Chalos is contingent. That's how Tznoyim work. What'll happen if I do not formulate my Tznai properly? The mashal I always gave to my Talmidim, going back now almost 50 years. Imagine you're driving a car. Never gas, never brake. Never knows, right? Gas and a brake. Step on the gas, put my foot on the brake, and the brakes fail. Car crashed into the wall. Wait a minute. I didn't want to go into the wall. The answer is yes, you did. Put on the gas. Oh, I put on the brakes. If the brakes didn't work. So the brakes don't work. You, in effect, want to go into the wall. That's what happened at the brakes. The brakes is an external force, gentlemen. External force. If you do not format the tonight properly, have failed brakes. What'll happen in the tonight lisha ovar? Not if you will do this then. If you did this then. Mishnah the Melech writes, you don't have to go to Meruvain. Why? There, it's past tense, the Maisa itself is Allah Tanai. Tanai in the future, rain doesn't make a divorce, or a wedding, or a sale. So it's your original action, whatever it was, marriage, divorce, sale. And the condition has to be fulfilled. It's considered separate and distinct. What will happen? It's not in the past. The Rebbe said, I heard it from him, it's not in the past. It's like a toast. Does not require, but I got to be moving. Says, the Rambam says so. May Akshav, you don't need it to not call for either. It's retroactive because of the beginning. That being the case, we can justify the famous Rav Avnei Shimon Shkop, the town of Rav Chaim said, you can't do that. You can't make a mitzvah tonight. The answer is, it's a tonight l'sha'ovah. When Hashem came by Sinai and told us the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, mitzvah of matzah, did he mean till chatzos? Or did he mean till dawn? That's the l'sha'ovah. The l'sha'ovah, it's like a din of toast, and you don't need Megal Meruve. You can make a condition on its Tanai L'sha'ovah. Now we come to the following. This is my last point. The famous piece in Rabbi Chanan Sefer. The Gemara tells us that if mitzvah Shrichas Kavana, Kavanah is part of the mitzvah itself. Mitzvah ain't shrichas kavanah. Even if you have kavanah shalolotzeis, that only stops the chalos. Doesn't stop the maisa mitzvah. Stops the kiyum, not the maisa itself. How do you know? Baal Tosif. The Gemara says, your tefillin are out in the street, they get stolen, they'll be rained upon. You want to bring it in? You wear two zugos of tefillin. If you hold, mitzvahs trichas kavan. You know why? It's not even a maisa mitzvah. No Baal Tosif. But if mitzvahs ain't trichas kavana, even if kavana shalala says it's effective, which we assume, not everyone agrees, we assume, all it can do is to suspend the chalos, the kiyum, not the mice itself. Mitzvahs ain't trichas kavana, the mice is a mice no matter what you do, no matter what you think. Mitzvahs trichas kavana, It's like you can uproot the mice completely. Like it's not a Shehova. Now you understand the Magen Avraham. What did he say? If mitzvahs ain't Shehova's Kavana, he concedes you cannot make a mitzvah l'atnai. Why not? Less of a Shehova's, less of a t'nai. Wait a minute. Bypass. Said the whole mice is out tonight. The whole mice is out tonight. No. Doesn't work. Why? Because the mice it is, even the Kavanah Shlolo says, as he said a minute ago, a kiyum not? That's a whole different story. So the Magen Avraham holds, you can make a mitzvah tonight. What kind of a tonight? Not a classic tonight from the Gana Meruvein. If A, then this action will lead to result B, and if otherwise will not be, no, that won't work. If A, it's not even considered to be a maisa mitzvah, not even considered to be a maisa mitzvah, it's like a t'nai l'sha'avar, and it works. Ooh, that's such a good shtickle Torah. So why does Abchaim disagree? Here's my pshat. If you look in Rashi, Rosh Hashanah Chav Ches, based on the Gemara there, Moshe used to say, if ain't Shiva's Kavana, excuse me, I take that back. If it's Shiva's Kavana, you're not Kavana, you're called a misaseh. It's not even a maisa mitzvah. What? Can I make it tonight? If I remember tonight, what I'm doing is not a maisa mitzvah. I'm a misasik. What kind of misasik? You're a big Talmud Chacham, not a misasik. You don't know what you're doing. So they hold it's impossible, like my Rebbe said, it's impossible to make a mitzvah tonight. Because to say, if Tzrichas Kavana, I don't want it to be a mitzvah at all, I'm a misasik. You're not a misasik. You know what you're doing. Now the boss can hold no. That you have an ability to make it to a non-maisa mitzvah, you're not considered to be a misasik. Much more to be said. I ended that I began. My Rebbe of Soloveitch, because your service now, was a Mayan HaMisgaber. He had Chedushim, Agabe Chedushim, everywhere. And for me, it's much more than a teacher. He was a role model who left a legacy on thousands of Talmidim to pursue the truth, to be open, as we began, to Adav HaChadosh, if the times require it, steeped in the Mesorah. To be open to Chidushei Torah of others, even if he wouldn't necessarily agree with them, he liked Chedushin. And therefore, on his yard side, it's appropriate what I did this evening. We started off with the Rav's Maimer in the Mesorah, so many beautiful things he said. And then we try to add a little bit, explain a little bit more in different cases. Every Talmud should find a Rebbe. What do they sing now? Ashreinu, 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 Sheshon, the Rebbe, Kazeh. That's how I feel. I was open to such a wonderful Rebbe. The Heinish was so true of a Tzorachai.